It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out of the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We get us a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. You, the devices you use, the time you have to sit here and listen to The Attack. Because, look, you're getting everybody off to work. You know, spouse is off to work, kids are off to school, you're getting out the door, taking care of the dog, taking care of the kids, heading to the store, heading to the gym, whatever the circumstances are, and guess what? You know, we only get you for a brief period of time each and every day. As I'm looking out my window right now, I see two people jogging in front of the house and a car backing out of their driveway trying not to run them over. So guess what? You're on the device. I see them. The two people walking, they're on devices. They're talking to each other, but they're on devices, right? We want you to be listening to us when you're on that device. So what I mean by that is this, and iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, go about your business, but download the apps. And when you download the apps, you can get us nice and easy. Go to /talk, Sports Byline USA, click on the Listen Live, and we're right there for you. All right? So no excuses. Now, if you're going forward in the rest of your day and you're already sitting at your desk, well, guess what? You can listen to us there, too, because all you really have to do is just go to our website, Sports Byline USA, click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there for you. It's a really good stream, high quality. You can listen to everything that you want to listen to on the show, including interviews. We've got two of them today. It'll be a lot of fun. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day, and they're hitting it right now. Well, you're getting off to work. You got the freedom to do what you want to do. You're working, you're not working, you're going to the gym, you're not going to the gym, you get the kids off to school, whatever the circumstances are, you do it under the umbrella of these kids and their protection. So if you see somebody in a uni over the course of the day, doesn't matter, go up to them, thank them for their service, because they're heading towards it while we're heading away from it. We're heading to the break right now. When we come back, we'll set the table here in The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack Black U. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. A couple of interviews today. Dirk Blocker from Brooklyn 99, and he'll be joining us at 10 after hour number 2. And then Nicoletta Heidegger, who will join us at 40 after hour number 2 to talk sports and sex and sports and therapy and all that kind of good stuff. And we'll get into things along those lines. It was an interesting conversation that I had with her, and we'll talk about that a little bit as well. That's when we recorded, so we'll have a little fun with that going forward. But, you know, looking at the storylines today, and we're going into hockey time, and the NBA playoffs will pick up, and we'll preview all of that going forward. I'll give you a little more of my theory on that. But there were a couple of storylines early on that I wondered what direction to go in today. And I think it's important for a number of reasons to keep the discussion on Colin Kaepernick alive. And most of the sports sites aren't even talking about it. It was up there for a little while yesterday, but When you look at what's going on with him, and he's in the middle of a deposition right now against the National Football League for basically keeping him out of football, which, you know, you can talk about it one way or the other as to whether you believe it's intentionally being done. Most people believe that it is, and it's probably so. It's going to be very difficult to prove, however. Like or don't like what Colin Kaepernick has done, he has the right to do it. We've talked about this many times. I think the message has become diluted because of the fact that he is very unaware, I believe, and I think the people around him are very unaware of the message that's being put forth, because it initially what he was proposing, there was legitimacy to it. There is racism in this country. There is prejudice against people of color. Not on all cases, but there is a lot of it. I don't think there was any issue in pointing that out. But when he took the knee, politicians were able to hijack it and make it an anti-military, anti-America thing. We've talked about that at length, and I'm not going to revisit it. But what people are ignoring is the right of the employer to employ who they want. And when you look at people who are out on the market and just, you know, backup quarterbacks, now RG3 just got a job down in Baltimore. Is Colin Kaepernick a better quarterback than RG3? I would say yes. He's had more success in the league. For those of you who've listened to this show for an extended period of time, you know my opinion about RG3. I didn't like him coming out of college. I think he was a bad decision maker. I think his ego was way too fragile for the National Football League. He's been out of football for a full year now. Says he has learned how to avoid taking big hits. Says he has learned to have a thicker skin. He also needs a bigger paycheck. So I understand why he's going that direction, but he's going to back up Joe Flacco. And, okay, so the season is not all lost if Joe Flacco goes down, at least in the theory of the Baltimore Ravens. Well, you know, he got that job, and it's ironic that it's the Baltimore Ravens that got him, because they were the team, or one of the teams, that flat out said, we will not sign Colin Kaepernick to a contract because of his political stance. Well, the Seattle Seahawks postponed, haven't canceled, but at least postponed a workout with Colin Kaepernick because of the initial interview that they had with him. And they were thinking of bringing him in to back up Russell Wilson, which I think would be a terrific fit. Now, Boykin is out for them. He has a domestic violence issue, and he's never going to play football in the National Football League again. And Colin Kaepernick, it would be a perfect job opportunity for Colin Kaepernick, but in the initial interview, and I'm assuming it was on the phone because they didn't bring him in, one of the questions they initially asked him was whether or not he would stop kneeling during the national anthem, and he declined to say whether he would or he wouldn't. Okay, that's your choice. It's also the choice of the employer to not sign you. Now, understand something here. The Northwest, particularly in the Seattle area, is one of the most liberal slash progressive areas in the country. It is. In theory, they shouldn't have any issue with him if he wants to kneel. But when you look at the status of the Seattle Seahawks organization, they're starting to regress. And they have a locker room full of, shall we say, characters. Pete Carroll encourages it, which is fine. That's his coaching style. But do they want to bring in somebody who literally on the opening kickoff of the opening game, all eyes will be on Colin Kaepernick to see whether or not he kneels on the sideline. And if he kneels, that's going to be the story. Not whether or not the Seahawks win or lose. Not whether or not Russell Wilson still is effective. Not whether or not the Legion of Boom has gone in a different direction as far as their abilities on the defensive side of the ball. It's going to be Colin Kaepernick and whether or not he kneeled. And the Seahawks evidently don't want to mess with that. Now, they signed Stephen Morris the other day, but, you know, come on. That's like comparing apples and horse manure. So, I'm curious to see how this is going to play out, because he can play in his league. He's talented enough to play in his league, but he's a borderline player at this point. Nobody believes he can start anymore. He's regressed terribly from when Jim Harbaugh had him. And is it worth the baggage? Well, the answer thus far has been no. Now, that may change. You know, unfortunately for Kaepernick, there's a lot of quarterback talent, much of it average, but there's a lot of quarterback talent moving around this league right now. When you look at everything that happened in the offseason, and you look at the Sab Bradfords going to Arizona, and you look at A.J. McCarron landing in Buffalo, and you look at, you know, all the high-profile, the Kirk Cousinses of the world, and everybody else that was involved, and then you look at this class where there may be five guys in the first round coming into this league, this market for quarterbacks is getting more and more narrow. Now, I heard many people commending Kaepernick for not altering his stance, and that's fine. I have no problem with it. But he's getting ready, regardless of how the courts rule, he's getting ready to become an afterthought in this league. Just because of the fact he won't be able to get a job. Now, I understand you don't want to compromise, and you don't want to go in a direction of, hey, you know, I was making a point, but is it better to be in the league and continue to speak out about social issues Or is it better to be out of the league and make your point that you're not going to not kneel? You know, there is a happy medium. He could do a number of things. He could stay in the locker room until the anthem is played. He could still kneel. He could stand with his hand over his heart. You know, people forget that option of it. He may decide that he's made his point. But as we talked about a long time ago with Nate Boyer, you know, here's a guy that wore Che Guevara shirts and pigs on socks. He lost the sympathy that he had with many people by doing just that. The message got lost. The message remains lost because he remains unemployed. It's tapping the brakes right here. When we come back, we'll pick it up right there on the other side. Eric Reed had his little interview with the Cincinnati Bengals, so we'll go there right after this.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Welcome back to The Attack, Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, we're talking Kaepernick, and I think it's a story that should be discussed, and most of the places are just trying to blow it off. So I have direct and deep feelings about this. I think that it's all well and good to protest. I think he's going about it the wrong way, but that's my opinion. But he has the right to do it. And here's the thing. Again, you have to make that choice. Now, in theory, He should have enough money to take care of himself the rest of his life. Like I said, it's a lot easier to be a social justice warrior when you got $14 million in the bank. But he wants to get back in the league. They're questioning the commitment to football because of the fact that he refuses to alter his stance. And, okay, if that's what you believe, then you have the right not to employ him. But he's certainly better than some of the quarterbacks that are in football right now, who are employed in football right now. But he's made the choice to not commit. And I think that's fair. I think maybe once he gets clear of the deposition that he's dealing with right now with the legal system, that he'll probably end up going out and interviewing with the Seahawks. Again, I think it's a good fit. I don't know whether or not Pete Carroll needs the distraction. And, you know, let's be realistic about that. Pete Carroll's on the hot seat. You know, people think because of the fact he won a Super Bowl out there that's it. He's going to end up being able to be the Seattle Seahawks coach for as long as he wants to be. Well, that's not necessarily the case. This is a team on the decline. It's Russell Wilson's team now. And whether or not they go forward and they're able to compete with the up-and-comers within their division remains to be seen. So it's a difficult area. They seem to be the only team in football that is interested in Colin Kaepernick. Good, bad, or indifferent. I don't see where else he would fit. Most teams have a quarterback or a backup quarterback in place. Most teams are making the decision to draft their future quarterback. It's Seattle is one of the few teams that isn't going to draft a quarterback with an upper level draft pick in this particular draft. I'm talking 1, 2, 3. They may draft a quarterback in the 4th round or the 5th round or something along those lines. That's entirely possible. There'll be some quarterbacks there that are worth at least looking at. Maybe they go after Luke Falk, who's probably a 3rd rounder, 4th rounder. But Colin, he's going to have to make this choice. And once he does get an interview, which I do believe Seattle will bring him in at least to interview, he'll have to make that decision then on how he will reassure management that he's not going to be a distraction, that he's going to be a football player. And that's going to be a tough sell. Now, this past week, Eric Reed went to Cincinnati and interviewed with them. Eric Reed's a first-rate player, still. But he knelt with Colin Kaepernick a year ago. The stigma of doing that, right, wrong, or indifferent, is still around. And he's had a hard time getting a job. You know, he's getting up there. But, and no contract has been given yet. However, it's entirely possible that he will end up employed because he still has skill. So we'll see. Now, again, you can have your opinions on it, and whether you agree with this theory or you don't agree with this theory, but it's the National Football League has big-time problems all across the board. They're losing fans. Their ratings are down. The soccer mommies are getting away from the sport. They don't want their kids playing. And they can talk about the heads up program and rule changes to the day. Do you think there's a soccer mom in this country that paid attention to the rule changes that went on during the owners' meeting? As far as not leading with your helmet? Of course they didn't. All they know is their little Johnny ain't going to play football. And it's a big-time problem. It's going to dip into the talent pool. They got issues. They've got issues. And for the guys who are trying to get back into the league who haven't been playing for a while, it's an issue for them. Because it's tough to justify a job when it's pretty much equal footing for a guy who's going to be a distraction, whether you agree with it or not. And a guy that's just going to come and play football. And, you know, that simple. It's not that complicated. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Draft is right around the corner. Boards are all getting out there. It's 2 weeks from yesterday, actually. So we'll see. There was some pretty big news. Jarvis Landry. And it's not official yet. But he's getting a contract worth about $15 million a year. Which is mean. It means Odell Beckham's going to get about $18 million a year. I don't know if he's going to get 20, but he's probably going to get 18. Now, is Jarvis Landry a $15 million a year player? I don't know. I mean, look, he's a three-time Pro Bowler. He doesn't drop anything. He led the league in catches with 112. All the Brown receivers combined had 134. So Tyrod Taylor's definitely got somebody to throw to. You know, he's not a game breaker, but he's a guy that when you consider that Josh Gordon is on this roster, you know, I know. But when you consider that Josh Gordon is on this roster, that 1-2 combo of him and Josh Gordon, you know, people who don't think there's going to be a marked leap with the Cleveland Browns, they don't know a damn thing about football. Now, the Browns have a lot of holes still, and they're going to be drafting their quarterback of the future either with the 1 pick or the 4 pick. But the fact that with the 4 pick, there's a real distinct possibility they're going to either end up with the defensive end or they're going to end up with Saquon Barkley. This team is going to get markedly better. And then they have two second-round picks as well, which will give them more than enough draft capital to be moving back and forth either into the first round or down in the second round. You know, they can control the draft for the next couple of years. Now, I'll say it right here. I'll say it right now. I expect the Browns to win football games next year. A lot of football games next year. I think they'll get to 500 with Tyrod Taylor. Maybe even 9-7. So, but it's they have money to play with. So even if you don't think he's worth it, and many don't, I understand why they did it. They've got to show their fan base got to show their fan base that they're up for it. Now, their 2018 schedule, they got Atlanta, Baltimore, Carolina, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Chargers, Jets, Steelers, Ravens, Bengals, Broncos, Houston, New Orleans, Oakland, Pittsburgh, and Tampa. Not easy, not devastatingly hard. What is hard is this break coming out right now. We're going to tap it. We're going to be back.
Great offers are blooming at Aaron's. This weekend only, just one penny gets you started. Yes, you heard right. Walk in with a penny and walk out leasing to own the furniture, electronics, and appliances that you've always wanted. Plus, you don't need credit, and delivery and setup are free. From April 13th to the 15th, come into a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started with only one penny at Aarons.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Welcome back to The Attack, Black U. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. NBA, Lakers are out of the postseason, obviously. And the storyline still revolves around Lonzo Ball. And it was interesting because if you're going to get advice, get it from one of the best ever. And Magic Johnson told Lonzo Ball this is going to be the biggest summer of his life. He's got to work on his shot. He He really can't be concerned about whether or not LeBron James comes to L.A. or whether or not Paul George comes to L.A. or whatever the circumstances are, and just improve his game. It's good that his daddy's been in Lithuania, because when he's not around, the kid can just focus on basketball. And for people who don't understand or appreciate what Lonzo Ball has been going through, it's like every obnoxious father that you've ever seen at a Little League baseball game or at a football game or anything else, where he thinks his kid is the best. Why aren't you playing my kid? This is what you should be doing for my kid. Kid. And the kid is good. He ain't great, not yet, but he's good. You know, he dropped 30 games to injury this year, so he needs to get stronger. He needs to shoot. He's got a funky form. People say it can't survive in the NBA. Well, it probably can if he drains them consistently. If he doesn't, well, you know, because right now they're falling off him. They don't respect the outside shot. When he drives, I mean, you look at his stat line for this year. 10 points, 7.2 assists, and 7 rebounds, and a steal and a half, almost 2 steals. If he improves the outside shot to any level and improves his physicality, he'll be a star. He'll be exactly what the Lakers are looking for. They need to just chill out. Don't project the sins of the father on the son. Okay? He had 13 double-doubles and 2 triple-doubles. He's a rook. And as he grows into his body, and he's 20 years old, he'll get physically stronger, but he'll also get emotionally stronger. I thought he handled this year perfectly. Perfectly. Don't forget, the Lakers were 9 games better this year than they were last year. And that was with blowing out D'Angelo Russell, and that was with blowing out veteran players. The core is pretty good. Ball, Brendan Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, who's going to be a star in this league, and Josh Hart. And don't forget, Kuzma was coming off the bench for a little while, and he still averaged 16 points and 6.5 boards. And they're going to give it to Ben Simmons, and I get it, but to me, Kuzma was more valuable. Now, you look at the first round matchups, we'll be getting into it here as we go forward. Some of the matchups that we got, I like it. Spurs just don't have a chance. They just don't. It's unfortunate, but they're playing a Golden State team that's just significantly better than they are. And it's I it's no. It's just not enough there. They're going to get out in 4, I think. It's Kawhi's not there. And everybody's going to dump on Aldridge. But he's going to be a one-man show. And I think he'll have his moments, but they just throw too much at them. Steph won't be there, but everybody else will be. And it'll get the Spurs out of the first round. Warriors in 4, maybe 5, but more than likely 4. Raptors and the Wizards. This one I find very interesting. When you look at what's gone on and you look at the quality of the teams, talent-wise, they match up pretty well. There's a whole lot of talent on both sides. When you look at, if you're going to put your hopes in anything for Washington, when it mattered, both Bradley Beal and John Wall came up big in the playoffs. And Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan don't. That's the hump they're going to have to get over. And Toronto got to the conference finals last year. They lost, but they got to the conference finals last year. Statistically, DeRozan and Lowry are two of the worst playoff performers in the history of the league. So a lot of people are picking this upset. I'm not one of them. I don't like the way Washington is playing right now. People can dismiss it in that, well, you know, it was positioning for the playoffs. It's not that big a deal. When John Wall's on the court with Bradley Beal, as much as they proclaim they like each other, there's something going on there where they don't. And I don't know exactly what that is. But what I do know is if they are a first-round ouster this year, chances are pretty good John Wall's going to be playing somewhere else next year. And they will have a new basketball coach. Because they will have hit the perpetual Stockton-Malone Utah Jazz walls. They're not going to get any better. You know, last year in the offseason, if you remember, John Wall was talking about the fact that the only thing that they needed was a small forward to put them over the top and into the championship. Well, you know, Otto Porter wasn't too thrilled about that. And from all accounts, it's kind of typical of what John Wall does. He puts the mouth in gear before he really has any facts in his pocket. Otto Porter is a solid player. Otto Porter upped it to 15 points a game this year. Plays defense. Not everybody can score 20, nor should they. His role on this particular team is not to do that. He is... exactly the prototypical small forward. And yeah, I know it's all not position anymore and everything. He's still the prototypical small forward. He often gets the toughest defensive assignments. And as a team, we'll see. Now, you know, people have criticized John Wall for, well, he gets a lot of assists, but they're not. He doesn't really move the ball around. You know, they come off of just pick and rolls. And I mean, you can't argue with 10 assists a game. And that's damn near what he's averaging. He's lightning on the court. You know, I don't know if he's a good guy, a bad guy, an indifferent guy. Did they play better basketball when he wasn't there? They absolutely did. But there's no excuse for this team not to play better than what they've done. They're not deep. They basically only go 7. But that's okay. And the playoffs should tighten up anyway because you have time to recover in between. And as far as Toronto goes, you know, the matchup itself, it's not what they wanted to see in the first round. But they're going to have to deal with it. The roles are defined. Kyle Lowry had a big year. But he's also 32 years old. So it's now or never. And unfortunately for them, and I was talking about this yesterday, if they don't get to the finals, many people are going to look at it as a complete disappointment. For me, if they get to the conference finals again, they can go one more year with this team. Because DeRozan's 28 years old. He's still in his prime. But Kyle Lowry's 32. And they're going to have to find his replacement. You know, is it DeLon Wright? I don't know. He's come along very well as a player. He was more effective this year. Dwayne Casey's not afraid to go to the bench. Serge still has a lot left in the tank. He's right on his career numbers. You know, he's been around so long that people just assume he's old. He's not. He's 28. And OG is a budding star. They're counting on him to pick up the mantle at a certain point. And you talk about raw. But they put it in his hands. And they have depth. They go nine deep. CJ Miles contributes. Norman Powell contributes. Jakob Poeltl contributes. So I'm picking Toronto in this series. I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be six at least. Could go seven, but I think six. And we'll see what happens once the hand plays out. Because one of these teams, whoever loses in this series, is going to be under considerable fire going forward. Now, Dwayne Casey's in no jeopardy of losing his job. But should they not get out of the first round, there'll be heat on him next season. And I think Kyle Lowry be looking for work. They'll be looking in the free agent market for a point guard and or the draft. Because at that point, the people will be saying, we've gone as far as we can with this group. Well, we've gone as far as we can with this segment. So let's go to the break. When we come back, we'll wrap up hour one here on The Attack.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah. That's me. So we're talking NBA first-round matchups, which it's going to be starting over this weekend, and we'll break them all down over the course of the show. We'll also have a couple of interviews in there, Dirk Blocker being one of them. We'll talk to him at the top of the hour about his latest comings and goings. He's doing a book, so we'll be chatting with him a little bit. And, you know, again, though, I do believe that you're going to have it's one of the more intriguing first round matchups, Washington and Toronto, just because of the fact that you've got a bunch of intrigue there. You've got a point guard that's on the back end. You've got a coach that is on the hot seat. You've got two talented rosters that are perceived as perpetual underachievers. And one of them is not going to be able to shake that tag going forward. So it we'll see. Again, once this series is over, there's going to be all kinds of speculation as to who's going where. I think if Washington loses, Scott Brooks is looking for a job and John Wall is looking for a new city to play in. I think if Toronto's ends up losing, I think Kyle Lowry's done in Toronto and they're going to try to find some reclamation project point guard somewhere and draft one and go in that direction. All right, let's head for the news. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Administration officials say President Trump continues a slow but deliberative process on how to respond to a chemical weapons attack on Syrian civilians by Syria's government forces last weekend. President Trump saying late yesterday,
"We'll see what happens, folks."
Secretary of Defense James Mattis says while a response to the chemical weapons attack is required, the U.S. has to be careful not to involve itself in Syria's civil war.
Our role in Syria is the defeat of ISIS. We are not going to engage in the civil war.
Classes are canceled at over a dozen school districts in the state of Kentucky today as teachers are in the state capitol to protest this week's signing of a bill that revamped teacher pension benefits. But in Oklahoma, teachers are going back to class after a 9-day walkout after a union official says they've received the biggest pay raise in the history of that state. USA Radio News.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
There are reports that a one-time chief of staff for former Vice President Dick Cheney will soon be getting a pardon from President Trump. Scooter Libby was convicted of obstruction of justice and lying to the FBI in connection to the leaking of a covert CIA agent's name. A new book by former FBI Chief James Comey comparing President Trump to a mob boss. The book is coming out on Tuesday, but excerpts have been published by The Washington Post. Already facing heat for other things, now the EPA administrator is under fire for something else, using a number of secret email addresses.
Two Democratic senators said EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt had been using 3 different secret EPA.gov email accounts in addition to his official address, and have asked the agency's inspector general to look into the matter. The allegation evokes memories of former EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson's use of a second email address to correspond with people outside the agency. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
After President Trump recently calls for the National Guard to go to the Mexican border and assist Border Patrol agents, the Texas governor, Republican Greg Abbott, enthusiastically sends 1,400 troops now, and he says more will be going to help those border agents do their jobs.
The National Guard will be involved in activities such as surveillance. They'll be involved in activities such as flying Lakota helicopters. They'll be involved in a multitude of tasks.
Abbott spoke on Fox News. President Trump says eventually he'd like to see as many as 4,000 Guard troops at the border. The Republican House Speaker, Paul Ryan, announcing earlier this week he's stepping down at the end of his term. Now, John Boehner, his predecessor as Speaker, says he's not surprised at the news.
Tax reform was his issue, and he spent all of his political career working on tax reform. And so when it was finished, I pretty well knew that he probably would move on.
That's Boehner speaking this morning on NBC's Today Show. And Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre says kids should not play tackle football until they're at least 16. On NBC's Megyn Kelly Today Show, Favre says he probably suffered thousands of concussions all through his life because he started playing football so young, though only 3 or 4 of them were actually diagnosed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Man, it's supposed to be 70 degrees today up here in New York. I don't know where the hell it went, but it ain't here. All gray, overcast weather. Come on, man. Come on. Due for some spring. I want some spring. And I want it now. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Twitter is more your thing. Many of you it is. And a lot to talk about today. Dirk Blocker, right out of the break. Many of you knew his dad from Bonanza, but that's a lot of years ago. And he's got his own projects going on. Yeah, man, it's come on, man. It's supposed to hit 78 degrees today. I'm looking outside my door. It looks like it's 50. And it's actually 61. It's annoying. Come on. 78, man. I want some summer. I'm getting greedy now. I wanted spring. Now I want summer. Come on. Anyway, we'll be talking to him. We'll continue to preview the NBA playoffs in the middle segment, and then Nicoletta Heidegger. And we'll be talking to her about sex. We like sex, at least from what I remember. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Now get us, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk. Go to our website. It's right there for you. And then when it comes right down to it, the American Forces Radio Network, really what matters. You know, each and every day we go about our business under the umbrella of their protection. These kids are great, and they are kids. I'm not discounting the people who have made career military, but, you know, the kids are the ones that are on the front line, putting it on the line. So if you see somebody in a unity, thank them. You're going to thank us for this Dirk Blocker interview right after this brief time out. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Dirk Blocker joining us here on the Attack. You may know him from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, a hit show. And it didn't always start out that way, but it was a hit show, and we welcome him to the Attack right now. Good morning, Dirk. How are you?
I'm great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much. As successful as the show has been, you're a very well-rounded human being, and you're a writer. You have a really creative bent about you, and you've written a book called Master and the Little Monk. Talk to us about it a little bit.
Well, I like writing very much, and this story came about after there was a workshop I was in several years back, it just kind of came out of the workshop experience. And it was just one of a few stories that I was working on at the time that my wife just really loved. And then other writers in the workshop and other people I presented it to all encouraged me to do something with it. And I kept thinking, well, you know, I'm not going to pursue it. I'm not going to pursue it. But then one thing led to after a while, and my wife particularly was persistent in saying, I really, really think people could get something out of this, and I think people might benefit from this. So I decided, what the heck? I mean, people are doing that these days. They're publishing their own works, and so I decided to do the same thing. And I worked with an illustrator, Eric Scottness is his name, and he did fabulous work for me. And we worked kind of collaboratively and came up with something I'm really, really proud of, and I hope people enjoy it.
I'm looking at the illustrations, and you mentioned Eric, and they're very distinctive. Very little is done in black and white. It looks like, you know, again, it's hard to tell because I don't have the book sitting in front of me. I have a PDF, but it looks like they were done almost in a charcoal style, and they're very distinctive.
They are. You're exactly right. They're sketches. We kind of wanted to create a dreamlike quality because that's kind of that lends itself to the story. It's a fable. It's a fable, and I like to call it a fable for youngsters of all ages, meaning that it's appropriate for children, but little children probably would need an adult to read along with them just to kind of explain, describe certain things or define certain vocabulary for them. But I'm thinking it's probably suitable for people all the way up until, you know, there's no limit to the age that someone might get something out of this book, I'm hoping.
Well, it looks like also there's a theme of spirituality about it. The references to a monk and some of the illustrations involve an Asian feature to them. Is this a Buddhist-themed book, or is it just spirituality in general?
Spirituality in general. I really didn't want to set it in a time or a place. Again, kind of a dreamlike quality to it. It doesn't follow any one specific religion or any one specific spiritual bent. But you're right. It does. It's really about purpose in life, It's really about we all have something to offer. We all have something that we might excel in, and part of our jobs, I believe, our jobs as human beings is to kind of spend part of our lives trying to discover what it is that we have to offer that's unique and powerful. And everyone has that, I believe. And so this story is a lot about someone who has been faced with a lot of challenges, maybe dealt not the easiest lot in life. And he rises above this through the assistance of an unexpected mentor and friend, who they go on a journey together. And in doing so, he discovers a lot about himself and a lot about what maybe he has to offer.
You know, you raise an interesting point there, because you talk about people that maybe haven't had the easiest lot in life. And, you know, people who knew of your dad, and it's generations removed now, so a lot of my listeners don't, was on the hit television show Bonanza. But you also went through a process, unfortunately, for yourself, because you lost him at a very young age. And and talk about that a little bit, how you were able to come through on the other side with that, and just like anybody else who loses a dad when they're very, very young.
Well, I, you know, you're right. It was a challenge, and it was one that, quite honestly, I kind of avoided for the better part. I mean, I did everything I could not to really examine it, because it was just too painful for me. It was just too hard. But as the old saying goes, you can run, but you can't hide, and eventually these things catch up to you. And it did for me, and I needed to take some time away from work and kind of do some therapy and some digging, and I was able to come to terms with it and kind of welcome my father back into my life, because in avoiding, you know, the loss, I also had pushed him out of my mind a little bit. So I would suggest to anyone who's going through a grieving process that it's far better to be with it, stay with it, and experience the grief than to avoid it. That was my lesson. That was one of the many lessons I learned.
Yeah, I'm dating myself here, but I remember you from Baba Black Sheep.
Yes. Yeah, I know. People nowadays, like you say, don't know who my father was, much less where, you know, because I've been at this for a while. I talk about dating myself. I've been at this for over 40 years. But luckily for me, I persisted and hung in there, and I ended up with the best job I've ever had in all 40 years. I've done a lot of work, and I've worked with a lot of fabulous people and a lot of great things, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine is the best job I've ever had.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. It wasn't exactly a smash when it first hit. I mean, it was critically appreciated, but not many people were watching it. It's really turned into something that stands on its own two feet.
Yeah, we've just completed our fifth season, and so that's 112 episodes, so it's just fabulous. And now we're syndicated on TBS as well as our fifth season is still running on Fox. So there are new episodes on Sunday nights at 8:30, and we still have about 7 or 8, I believe it is, left to show. And so we're still growing. People are still finding us and realize, you know, it's like one of those. There's so much television now. There's so much good television now, that there just aren't enough eyeballs in the world to make anything a runaway hit. It's very rare, I should say. But in our case, what's happened is that people over the years said, yeah, I've heard about that. And then they finally find out, I'll watch an episode, and then they're hooked. It's just because it's very, very funny writers and excellent cast, in my humble opinion. The same people who put Parks and Rec together put this together, and they brought Andy Samberg in to... It was the perfect choice to lead the group, and Andre Brower. And anyway, we got an incredible ensemble. If you like sitcom, it harkens back a little bit to Barney Miller, for those old enough to remember that, because
right.
That's been a while as well. But it's been a joy. It's been a joy, and we feel optimistic that we'll be back to do a sixth season.
Yeah, it's funny. Andre Brower is one of my favorite actors, and I never really associated with comedy until I watched the show. And it was like, okay, he's pretty good. So continued success with that.
Thank you. Yeah, he's
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah,
he really is. I mean, he's got a really dry sense of humor, and it comes across on screen.
Yeah.
I want to keep you on schedule. So where can people find the book? And you know, as you said, you're self-published, so.
Well, we've just launched our website, which is at masterandthelittlemonk.com, and we're going to be looking into Amazon. I believe we'll be opening up a page on Amazon. I'm going to be doing book signings across probably the western states and California in particular, and anywhere else anybody invites me to come. But at any rate, we're just, you know, we're taking it one day at a time and just kind of figuring this stuff out. I've never done anything like this before, so I'm listening to people and creating things. But as of right now, if someone goes to that website, they can order the book. There's a contact comments section where they can, if they want something signed, they can ask for that. And at any rate, we'll just see where this goes.
I want to throw this out there for you, because I know you said mostly West Coast, but if you do make it to the East Coast, reach out to a place called Book Review.
Okay.
It's in Huntington, New York, which is a pretty well-to-do village out here on Long Island, but it's one of the classic old-school bookstores. It's legendary back here in the East Coast. They have big-time authors there. They have book signings all the time. And it's somebody where if you were able to do a book signing there, the sales of your book would grow exponentially.
That's exactly the kind of thing I'm looking to find, so I really appreciate that. I will definitely make note of that, and New York is a place I will be going to. So, fantastic. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, and it was my pleasure having you on today. I really appreciate it. Continued success, and you're welcome back anytime. Yep, we lost Dirk. All right, well, Dirk Blocker here on The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Good stuff. Good interview. Seems like a very pleasant, nice man. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, more fun here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Well, I guess if I whined long enough about it, the sun was due to appear, and it actually has broken through a little bit here. Still only 60 degrees. Come on, man. Got 20 degrees to go. Let's go. Get it done. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Still the telephone number of the attack. That was fun with Dirk Blocker. I kept him about 90 seconds too long, but they'll survive. And good stuff all the way around. We're going to have Nicoletta Hediger at 40 after the hour. So we'll be talking to her about life in general. And we'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And NBA playoffs is a discussion. Yeah, you know, he's all good. Truthfully, when you look at the NBA playoffs, like I said, intrigue and what we were talking about. There's plenty of intrigue. And I'm looking right now, I'm trying to pull up a particular thing. The NBA itself, this is prime time. Any other matchups that we've been talking about and we'll talk about, some of them, again, I'm looking at Golden State and Spurs, and I don't see too much intrigue there, to be completely honest. I do with Toronto Raptors. I also don't see too much with the Heat and with the 76ers. A lot of it's going to depend on whether or not Joel Embiid comes back to full strength, and also whether or not the youngsters within the 76ers are able to adjust to the pressure of the playoffs. Although the Heat is very well coached by Spoelstra, they just are outmanned on the rosters. And I just don't see, unfortunately, a lot of matchups where it's in favor of them, other than the fact that they have a veteran roster. And veteran rosters, it does matter in the playoffs. Now, you know, Brett Brown, who he'll get some votes, but he's not going to get a ton of votes for Coach of the Year. Not only coached this team into the playoffs, but he coached them into the three hole, which, to be quite honest about it, if you were looking at the matchup and you're saying to yourself, all right, say they flip-flop with Cleveland, and you were looking at a 76er-Indianapolis matchup, well, that would be a hell of a lot, in my opinion, more difficult. So, we'll see. The key player in this series is not Joel Embiid, it's Hassan Whiteside. Whichever one shows up. It is going to determine a long way in what direction this series goes. Do I think the Heat will win a game or two? Yeah, I do. Particularly once they get home. But I do think the Sixers are a little bit of the golden child. this time around. I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be six. And I think the Sixers will prevail. They're a great team. You know, and I am saying they're a great team. Now, Miami won its division, which people forget. It wasn't a tough division, but they won it. But Philadelphia had 52 wins this year, including 16 in a row. They have a veteran presence on the team, Ilyashova, JJ, Amir Johnson. These guys have been there before. Athletically, Miami can't keep up. They'll just need to be calmed down occasionally. By the veterans. Now, a series that, quite frankly, is going to be great to watch. And you're going to be dealing with Central Time Zone and Western Time Zone. But I'm telling you, set the alarm on the phone and make sure you check it out. It's going to be New Orleans and Portland. The Pelicans, they rebounded nicely. They have a great point guard in Rajon Rondo, who ups his game during the playoffs like nobody's business, and he's going to have to against the backcourt tandem of Portland. And Portland is going to have to make sure that they don't fall into the everything goes through the backcourt and, oh, we forget about the frontcourt. Anthony Davis is going to dominate. But I think Portland's going to win it. And basically it's going to come down to the fact that if Mirotic can shoot, it's probably going to go seven. If his game is off a little bit, and he did seem to lose his shot for a little while on the road from Chicago to New Orleans, Portland will win in five. And you know how I feel about Alvin Gentry. So we shall see. Now, like I said, I do like Portland in this series. They're due to make noise in the playoffs. But I think it's going to be one hell of an intriguing matchup. And AD is getting his first taste. And he's going to come to play. And they better be ready, because he can take over a game. Celtics and the Bucks. I told you my prediction on this. I don't see the Celtics matching up. Everybody's just kind of poo-pooing this and saying that, all right, well, Celtics are going to do it. Celtics are going to dominate because defensively they can get it done and their coach is great. Well, again, no revisionist history here. Take it back to last year, the 1-8 seed, where Chicago was in the process of knocking them out of the series. I don't think they have an answer for Giannis up front. They're going to try to use Morris on him. And if Morris gets too physical, they're going to protect Giannis. I think you're going to see a lot of technicals. I think you're going to see physicality. And I also think you're going to see the Bucks beat the Celtics in six. They're going to surprise him in game one. And it's going to be ugly. And then they're going to have to examine the process and the excuses will start being made. Look, they're without three of their key players. It's just talent-wise, it doesn't add up. Okay, now I don't care how good Brad Stevens is. Kyrie's gone. Hayward never appeared. And Marcus Smart sitting out at least the first series. If Marcus Smart was on the court playing defense on the freak, I'd be having a different conversation. He's not. They're not. The Bucks are going to win. Pacers and the Cavaliers. I've been back and forth on this one. I really have. I've been back and forth on this one all day. I said yesterday I thought Indiana was going to win. I've changed my mind. I think LeBron will sneak out of the first round. Barely, but I think he'll sneak out of the first round. Because if they find a way to shut down Oladipo, everybody else is going to have to pick it up, and I don't know that they're just quite capable enough yet. Another year as a team, they'll probably be good enough, but I'm going to go Cleveland in this series. Jazz and the Thunder, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Russell Westbrook, and the two twins. I like OKC in this series. I don't think they're going to dominate, but I will think they'll find a way to shut down Mitchell. And don't forget, he's a rookie. And the other thing, too, here is Steven Adams, one of the most improved players in the National Basketball Association, is in this series as he's going to be going up against Rudy. Well, one thing about Steven Adams, he's physical. And he's going to let Rudy Gobert know it over the course of this series. I like OKC in this series as much as I like Houston against the Timberwolves. I'm seeing a lot of people calling this the upset special. Yeah, the only thing that's going to be special about this is when they're out in four. So we'll see. Nicolette, on the other side, we're going to have an interesting conversation. Don't go anywhere.
Great offers are blooming at Aaron's. This weekend only, just one penny gets you started. Yes, you heard right. Walk in with a penny and walk out leasing to own the furniture, electronics, and appliances that you've always wanted. Plus, you don't need credit, and delivery and setup are free. From April 13th to the 15th, come into a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get started with only one penny at Aarons.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, welcome to the Attack, Bob Black. Nicoletta Heidegger, who is going to join us right now from Vivid Radio. And I'm going to let you talk about the name of your show, and then we're going to dive into it, and that's going to be the first question. Why the name of your show?
Oh, gosh. Well, you did say this is a show for all ages, but the name of our show is called Sluts and Scholars. And so the point of the show is basically to talk about, safer sex and sexual health and pleasure in a smart way.
Well, it makes sense for me, and you have the brains to do it, and I've seen your picture, so that's okay, too.
Thank you.
talk about the genesis of it. How did this get started for you?
So I myself am a marriage and family therapy associate, almost licensed therapist, and a sexologist, which means that I study human sexuality. And basically, there's, you know, always been judgment just about what I do and what that means. And a lot of people, I think, have judgments that folks who are into sex or who talk about sex freely and openly are people who are not maybe well-respected or seen as being able to do their job properly or being smart. And so we kind of try to challenge that you can be both smart and intelligent and informed and sexual. So that's kind of what we do. And we've talked to all people from, breast experts to burlesque performers to some of the most famous porn stars of all time, from everyone from Nina Hartley to Dita Von Teese to Sasha Gray. Like, we kind of run the gamut. And now to you, someone who talks about sports and other kinds of balls.
Well, this is true, too. And there is a certain amount of sexual energy in sports. People try to deny it. But, I truly believe when you're looking at hard bodies all the time, whether they're male or female, you're certainly going to get a reaction. I mean, I remember my ex talking about the fact she loved to go to a baseball game so she could watch the butts in the pants. And I'm like, well, okay, I can respect that.
I totally agree with your ex-wife. That's like the only reason my partner drags me to baseball games.
Well, and if that's what you're into, it's cool. Now, your athlete of the month is Shohei Ohtani. And
yes,
he's new on the scene. Now, it what's the appeal for him or to him, I guess?
I'm still learning about baseball, but I think what's cool is that something we're talking about on our show is just how you can be diverse and be good at two different things at once and kind of shine in that. And so I think in that way, Ohtani is kind of similar, not that he's a slut and a scholar, maybe he is, but that he's both a pitcher and a hitter. And obviously everyone, has to do a little bit of both, but it seems like he excels equally at both, which is pretty rare as I'm learning.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty fair statement to make, and he has to adapt to a culture over here that's much more open. But over in Japan, it's kind of freaky deaky a little bit sometimes. They're so suppressed publicly in so many ways that sexually there's a lot going on behind the scenes that perhaps the public isn't aware of.
Yeah, I actually did do a trip to Japan last year, and so we were able to see some of that live. I'd be happy to share with you if you want to hear about it.
Absolutely.
Well, it was interesting. We went to the area that's famous for people who do a lot of gaming. And that area includes where some of the bigger sex shops are and things like maid cafes and massage parlors and things like that. And when we went to that area, it was definitely mostly male. When we went to one of the sex shops, it was a 7-story sex shop. And we were like the only women in there, and we were getting a lot of side eye, a lot of looks. And a lot of the porn and things they release have the genitals blurred out. And so I've always found that to be interesting because they definitely feature some out there stuff from like tentacles to aliens to cartoons, but then they also blur things out. So, it's an interesting dynamic of, of people. And then for the women, I think there's a lot of focus on like that innocent sort of schoolgirl look, which is something that seems to be attractive to a lot of people in that culture.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the only tentacles I've ever been attracted to are on calamari, but that's a discussion for a different day. Is that an eating way? Yes, exactly. Deep fried with a marinara sauce, but I guess we could go down that road too.
I support you, Bob. I support you and whatever it is you're into.
Absolutely. And I could devour any number of things. In today's day and age, women are trying to become empowered. I believe most women are empowered, but there's still a stigma, as you said, for expressing sexuality. But there's also a double-edged sword right now in that men are becoming very hesitant because of the possibility of being accused of sexual harassment. It's a difficult line to walk. And advice for men, how do they go about doing that, you know, particularly if they see somebody in the workplace that they're attracted to?
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. I think that while it's great that we've started the conversation with everything from the Me Too movement to all of that, we haven't really given any of the education or discussion to younger men about how to navigate that and how to navigate their desires and their sexuality in a way that's like healthy and appropriate. But then after the fact, we're getting upset with them. So not to say that, you know, people can't take responsibility for their own stuff and education. I think we could do more as a culture to explore like, well, what now? Like the question you're asking. I think if you have to ask yourself, like, if something is assault versus a compliment in the workplace, then you're probably on the wrong path of how to, you know, talk to somebody in the workspace. I think that, you know, if someone is really worried about that, it's first to ask yourself, like, would I say this to a coworker of all genders? And is what I'm saying targeted in a way that explores like respect and a mutual, you know, interest, or am I doing it to feel powerful, to embarrass the person, to objectify them in a way that just is talking about their physical appearance? What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I understand the perspective, but I mean, I also understand the perspective of a guy who could say something that he perceives as an innocent comment. That he could, in your criteria, say to a man or a woman, yet within the workplace, once he's accused, that's it. The career is over.
Yeah. Can you think of any examples maybe that you've heard or that you could come up with that you would say to both men and women in a workspace that would be deemed as, you know, harassment?
With that, I would say to both? Oh, yeah. I mean, I could compliment somebody on their hair.
Yeah, like, you look nice today.
Well, no, not just on their hair. I'll be even specific.
Yeah.
Your hair looks really good today. I've said that to coworkers who've men who've gotten a fresh haircut. And it was like, wow, thanks a lot, man. Yeah, I think it looks pretty good. And I could say it to a woman and she's upset.
Yeah, I think it is circumstantial. And that's why it gets difficult. I think a lot of people would say that a lot of women have argued that the workplace is not a space for compliments on physical appearance at all. And I know maybe that sounds extreme and not every woman would agree with that. Some people say they like to get compliments at work. And so I think everyone maybe has a different spectrum for like when it becomes inappropriate. You know, like for some, it might just be a compliment about their physical appearance at all. And they would argue like, well, you can compliment me on how I'm working and how I am as a worker and my intelligence as opposed to my physical appearance. Or someone would totally be fine with like you complimenting their hair and that. But, you know, what would be too extreme would be like, you know, your figure looks great in those pants.
Right. No. And that's a fair statement. I have no argument with that. But what I'm saying is this. You know, obviously, if you don't know the person particularly well, you haven't been working with them very long or whatever the circumstances are. I mean, for a lot of people, men and women, you don't want to meet perhaps your future spouse in a bar necessarily. Mm-hmm. So where are the options?
With someone?
Yeah. I mean, you know, so where are the options? You're meeting them at school. You're meeting them perhaps in the workplace. You're meeting them through introductions, through friends, which, you know, is great. But sometimes your friends don't always have the best taste when it comes to meeting potential spouses. So there are certain limitations. And it's awkward for a man in this perspective that, okay, now I see somebody that I've worked with. We have work in common. We respect each other's work. Perhaps that's already been discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
How do
and
I go about? Yeah, but how do I go about approaching them socially? And it's almost now it's off limits.
Yeah.
Which is sad in a way because it's restrictive for both parties involved. Perhaps the woman is interested in the man, too. Does she have to take the initiative and reach out to the man? Or is that sexual harassment, too?
Yeah, I mean, I think a couple things. And, you know, obviously I can't speak for every woman. So my opinion is just my own opinion of, like, how I would prefer it. You know, if someone were to approach me, but, you know, I'm sure if you ask 10 different women, you would get 20 different answers.
Right.
I think my own perspective is, you know, for someone to first, like you said, have that established mutual respect. So I think the first question is, are they above me at work? You know, if they're my boss or someone who's superior, I think sometimes that's where it gets muddy if we're talking about power dynamics and people in their jobs. Like, could my interest in this person lose my job? And I think that's where it gets muddy. So if you're at like a similar level position, I think that opens it up more to where there's not that worry over a power dynamic. I think the second thing would be to, you know, establish a mutual respect, to get to know somebody for who they are as a person, not just how they look that day, to be interested and curious about what they like to do, and to, you know, give comments and support in a way that's respectful, that brings them up, you know, about their job, about their intelligence, about their capabilities, about their successes. And then to take it to the next level, you know, if you do want to do something romantic, to be honest about that, but not in just like a, hey, you look, you know, your ass looks great in those pants kind of way.
Right.
Say
right.
Something like, you know, I've really enjoyed getting to know you in a work capacity. I would really love to know you in a more personal thing. Like, would you be open to going on a date? And then I think where it really gets important is how you respond to how they respond. So, you know, if they respond with like discomfort, aren't interested, to not push that, you know, to say, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I, you know, don't want to be inappropriate. I respect you as a worker, and leave it at that. As opposed to being like, oh, come on, I just wanted to give you a compliment, or like, you know, come on, like none of that pushiness. So that's how I would prefer to be approached. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's fair. As much as I would like to continue this, we're going to have to wrap it up, unfortunately.
Well, you're going to be on our show soon, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll continue it, but please give my audience the 411 on your social platforms.
Absolutely. So if you want to get in touch or have more questions about what we talked about today or about Atani, which I can't promise I can answer, you can find me at Ms. Heidegger, MSHEIDEGGER on Instagram and Twitter. And you can also follow our show, Sluts and Scholars, at Sluts and Scholars on Instagram, at Sluts Scholars on Twitter. And you can hear our show from 2 to 3 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Vivid Radio.
Thanks, Nicoletta. Appreciate the couple minutes.
Thanks so much.
So here's Ohtani, first major league at bat, and he'll swing and bounce one through the right side of base hit. Jumped on that first pitch, and there's his first big league knock.
That's a good start to your career.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, Black. You wrapping it up here on this particular edition of the Attack. And, you know, again, pretty good interviews all the way around. That was a lot of fun today. I want to thank Nicolette for coming on board. I want to thank Dirk Blocker for coming on board as well. Check out his book, Master and the Monk, going forward. Other headlines, Johnny Manziel ran for a couple of touchdowns. The spring league is done. And he performed fairly well. So we'll see. He's got a standing offer with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And we were talking about, in the beginning of the show, we were talking about, the fact that Colin Kaepernick isn't around. And with all that being said, you know, will he get a chance? Will Kaepernick get a chance? Will Manziel get a chance? Apples and oranges. I'm not going to say the other one. But reality being, he showed pretty well in the spring league. CFL training camp begins May 16th. So he's got a decision to decide. He's going to work out. Look, talk is cheap. But he seems pretty stable. And, the guy's been rough. It's been a long time since he's been on a football field. He was 10 of 16 for 188 yards and a pick. He also had 27 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. So we'll see. New England's looking at him. And if New England's looking at him, well, that's not such a bad thing. I want to thank Robert for keeping it all together. I want to thank the guests for coming on board. And we want to thank you for listening. For Robert on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.